Okay, Cody, this one is basically arguing that if agents can act on their own, the only governance that counts is the stuff the database can actually enforce.
Yeah, and honestly, that's a stronger claim than the usual policy deck version. It's saying prompts and monitoring are advisory, but query time controls are real.
Also, my week has been weirdly all control planes and permission graphs, so this landed a little too perfectly, which is such a bleak way for us to spend episode 914.
We've been doing this since November, and somehow we still find new ways to say, wow, the boring controls matter. Very on brand for us.
Right. The article's actual argument isn't just governance matters. It's that autonomy breaks human-in-the-loop review because the agent is moving in milliseconds across systems, so the policy has to execute at the point of access. And they use that car door example, which is a little sponsored content dramatic, but the point is fine. A static rule is dumb without context, so the system needs context at the moment of decision, not as a memo taped to the model.
Technically, I buy most of that. If the question is, what stops an agent from reading rows it shouldn't read, then row-level security, column masking, attribute checks, audit trails, yeah, that's exactly where I'd want the boundary.
Exactly.
What I like is the article doesn't pretend the model will just choose to behave. It says the control has to be a property of the database, which is basically your runtime boundary point from that old protocol argument, just aimed at agents.
Yeah, and the new wrinkle is identity. They want the agent treated as its own principle, with a declared purpose bound at session start, while still preserving the acting user underneath. That part is actually useful, not just branding.
Right.
Because then your policy engine can evaluate more than role. It can say, this agent acting for this user for this stated task gets this slice of data and no more. That's concrete enough that security teams can stop having an allergic reaction to every demo.
I do think the article overreaches a bit when it broadens from data access to all agent governance. Data layer enforcement is great for data touching actions. It is not the whole answer for browser actions, external tools, side effects, or some over-permissioned process doing dumb stuff outside the database.
Yeah.
So if an agent can hit a payment system, send messages, or trigger infrastructure changes, the database can't magically save you there. This is where I start muttering our usual thing that 100 fancy agents can still get wrecked by one shared folder and one bad permission boundary.
There it is. You found a way to bring the shared folder disaster back into a database article. But you're right. This is one layer, not the whole leash.
No, seriously. The article is strongest when it says enforcement at the source beats hoping the model follows policy. It's weaker when it implies the source is always the database, because sometimes the dangerous source is the tool itself.
Okay. The off-topic version of this is every vendor now wants to be the place where governance really lives. Database, gateway, identity layer. If this keeps going, we're going to get governance in the toaster firmware.
If the toaster has row-level bagel security, I'm in. But yeah, this is round whatever of that same control layer fight. And honestly, nobody has settled it.
Who should care is pretty clear, though. If your agent is touching internal records, customer data, finance stuff, regulated workflows, anything where security review can kill the rollout, this changes the conversation from trust us to here's the enforcement path.
Oh, interesting.
And because it's EBB, they're obviously steering toward Postgres AI and sovereign deployment. Fair enough. In regulated environments, owning the enforcement layer instead of outsourcing it to some opaque agent wrapper is a pretty practical pitch.
Yeah, no, that's the part I think holds. Not because it solves agents in general, but because it gives enterprises one honest answer to a very specific question: what physically blocks access when the model goes off script?
Just the approved boring infrastructure, Cody approved actual boundary. Horrifying. All right, let's leave it there before we invent policy-driven toast.